Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, our text is the reading appointed for this day. Our text is preceded in Luke by the parable of the sower. In that parable, Christ describes the various kinds of soils, the hearts, the word encounters as it goes out. Jesus, explaining this parable to his disciples, concludes by stating in verse 15, "But the seed on good soil stands for those with a noble and good heart, who hear the word, retain it, and by persevering produce a crop." Our text, Luke chapter 8, verses 16 to 18, immediately follows. The context for this passage then leads us to understand that a key point made by Christ in these two verses is, take care how you hear. That is, hear the word of God. Christ presents two basic reasons why we are to take heed how we listen. The first reason is that how one hears the word has negative or positive consequences for that person. Christ speaks about listening to the word, but his teaching also deals with reading scripture. One who hears or reads scripture in the wrong way will experience negative consequences. Jesus says concerning such a person, "Whoever does not have even what he thinks he has or what he seems to have will be taken from him." What does the person not have? The word of God. Oh, he may possess a Bible. He may read scripture. He may hear the word regularly in worship services. Yet he does not really have the word, because he improperly reads and hears scripture. He does not pay attention to scripture. He does not focus, concentrate on the word. Rather, he is a careless or a lazy listener and reader, so that the words of scripture go in his ears and out of his ears or pass before his eyes without registering in his heart and in his mind. This person probably thinks he already has a knowledge of what is important in God's word, and that there is nothing more for him to learn. Thus, when he hears or reads a Bible passage, he essentially shuts off his mind, whether intentionally or unintentionally. He has the attitude, "I've already been through my Bible education. There's no point in my continuing to pay attention to scripture." Instead of really hearing the word, his mind is occupied with thoughts of the basketball game coming up on TV, or with his investments in the stock market, or with his summer vacation, or with his work which has to be completed in 2 days. However, we can be sure that this person who is confident he has mastered scripture actually has a very limited knowledge and understanding of God's word. Certain he has much, he truly has little. Christ goes on to say that even this limited knowledge and understanding, which the person thinks is so great, will be taken from him. When such a person does not really hear or read God's word, he prevents the Holy Spirit from working through the word to preserve him in the knowledge that he does have, to preserve him in faith. Luther writes in the Large Catechism concerning the third commandment, "Therefore, this commandment is violated also by that multitude of others who listen to God's word as they would to any other entertainment, who only from force of habit go to hear preaching and depart again with as little knowledge of the word at the end of the year as at the beginning. Remember then that you must be concerned not only about hearing the word, but also about learning and retaining it." Luther continues, "In the same way, those conceited fellows should be chastised who, after hearing a sermon or two, become sick and tired of it and feel that they know it all and need no more instruction. This is a malignant, pernicious plague with which the devil bewitches and befuddles the hearts of many, so that he may take us by surprise and stealthily take the word of God away from us. Where the heart stands idle and the word is not heard, really heard, the devil breaks in and does his damage before we realize it." We have to take heed to keep on carefully hearing and reading Scripture. For those times we have not treated the Word of God in the right way, we must make confession before the Lord. Christ's advice in our text holds for those of us who are or who will be pastors. There is the possibility that we'll become so busy with some aspects of the ministry, making calls, counseling, attending meetings, that genuine study of the Word will be replaced by hasty, shallow treatments of the biblical text. The danger exists that when we are in the Word, we will adopt a professional mode, making sure the Word we speak is understood by others and comforting to them, but not really listening to that same Word for our own spiritual welfare. We may fail to take in the Word in part because it has become so familiar to us. But our text also reminds us that one who hears and reads Scripture in the right manner, properly, will experience positive consequences. Christ says concerning such a person, whoever has will be given more. This person really has the Word because he pays attention to Scripture. He focuses, concentrates on God's Word. He is a careful, diligent listener and reader. This treating of God's Word in the right way, of course, is due to the Holy Spirit. In the first place, the Holy Spirit brought that person to faith through the Word. The Spirit imparted to him a certain knowledge and true understanding of Scripture. Through the same Word, the Spirit motivates the person to keep on studying and learning Scripture. As a result, through the Word, the Spirit gives that person additional blessings, the strengthening of his faith, growth in knowledge and understanding of the Word. Luther writes again in the Large Catechism concerning the Third Commandment, when we seriously ponder the Word, hear it, and put it to use, such is its power that it never departs without fruit. It always awakens new understanding, new pleasure, and a new spirit of devotion, and it constantly cleanses the heart and its meditations. We who are pastors, or who will be pastors, have the wonderful privilege of working with the Word. May our constant prayer be, Lord, open my heart and my mind so that I also take in the Word which I preach to and teach others. Help me really to hear, read, and study your Word. Grant me new insights into Scripture. Through this Word, strengthen my faith, increase my understanding and knowledge of your truth. We see, therefore, the first reason why Christ says in our text, take care how you hear. The second reason goes hand in hand with this first. One who does indeed heed how he listens and reads Scripture and treats Scripture in the proper way and thus experiences God's blessing will be used by the Lord. The Holy Spirit has enlightened him through the Word. That person has been lit up in a spiritual sense. God did not light the person with his Word just to have the person's spiritual flame covered over, any more than someone lights a lamp to hide it under a bed or to hide it in a jar. No, God has enlightened him so that he might shine forth God's Word, be a witness for the truth by his actions, but mainly by what he says. In times and places God chooses, he will use the person to shine forth the Word. Just as someone takes a lamp which has been lit and places it on a stand so those entering the room can see the light. God uses the shining person to reveal because God's Word reveals. Christ implies this in our text when he says, "For there is nothing hidden that will not be disclosed, and nothing concealed that will not be known or brought out into the open." When a believer speaks forth the word of God, that witness in part sheds God's light on certain acts and thoughts the wicked world wants to keep concealed. God's light reveals those acts and thoughts as sinful, as contrary to God's holy will. This shining forth of the word can lead some people to confess their sins. Such speaking of God's truth and the resultant revelation is the beginning of what God himself will complete on the last day. Paul writes that on judgment day, God will judge men's secrets and will bring to light what is hidden in darkness and will expose the motives of men's hearts. God also uses the enlightened person, the believer, to reveal his plan of salvation. In a sense, this is concealed because it could never be discovered by people on their own. Everyone has natural knowledge of God, but this does not include knowing about God's grace, about Jesus Christ. God had to reveal his plan of salvation, and he did so through his Old Testament prophets and his New Testament apostles, through the word which they spoke and the word, the gospel word, which they wrote down. Today, God uses believers enlightened by the gospel to spread and reveal his saving truth throughout the world. Thank God that we know and believe the gospel. We rejoice in the truth that the Son of God became a man, that he lived a perfect life for all people, that he paid for the sins of the whole world with his suffering and death on the cross, and that he arose as victorious Savior. We exalt that through faith in Jesus Christ, we have the forgiveness of all of our sins, peace with God, and everlasting life. May all of us pray, Lord, help me to shine forth your word in this darkened age. For those of us who are or will be pastors, we add, Lord, bless my study of Scripture. Equip me to be an able minister of your word for the good of the people I will be serving. Help me to proclaim with conviction for the edification of many your law, but especially your gospel. The way in which we treat Scripture is important for our own spiritual welfare and for that of others. Let us then take proper care. God help us always really to hear and read his word. Amen.